Hey there, you're back again. Well, dang, you must be one of the mids, whatever the heck that is. Or maybe you're just ready for a little more of our crazy, curiosity. Honestly, whatever brings you here, welcome. It's good to have you back with us at the Midlife Shit Show, the podcast where we dive into all the shit they never told us was headed our way in midlife. I'm Laura, your co-host.
And I'm that other host, Karin. We've got a super exciting episode for you today. Personally, I've been waiting for this one. For myself, I cannot tell you how much I need this episode. So today we're getting the skinny on skin health, anti-aging, and some of the latest trends and treatments out there from an expert who spends her days helping people look and feel amazing. This is a good one.
Like we don't help people look and feel amazing, Karin. Honestly, though, let's lean into the experts. To help us navigate this complex world, we have a very special guest with us. Welcome, Blair Rowan. She's an RN and a medical aesthetics provider. She brings a unique blend of expertise and compassion to her practice. As a mom of three girls and a military spouse, she understands the importance of balance and self-care in a busy lifestyle.
If you're impressed by that, and we know that you are, hold on because it gets even better. Blair is a highly trained aesthetic medicine professional with a focus on skincare, injectables, and regenerative medicine, having received education and mentorship from top industry professionals throughout the world over the past several years. Her specialty is in full face balancing and incorporating all aspects of facial aging to ensure natural and harmonious results for her patients. Her commitment to ongoing education and learning from industry leaders goes hand in hand with her dedication to providing the highest standard of care. Blair is devoted to helping her clients look and feel their best inside and out.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here to talk to you guys today.
Really? I mean, we are just so excited to have you. Thank you. Let's dive right in because these wrinkles on my face can no longer be ignored. I know that Laura has some experience with medical aesthetic procedures, but I'm really clueless here.
Clueless? I don't know that you're so clueless. I can see those 11s working up there. I can see you getting the clue.
I walked right into that. So where to start? There really is just so much out there. I keep hearing about biosimulators. What exactly are they?
Great question. Biostimulators, it's kind of a big word, right? It's kind of a confusing topic for a lot of people. But pretty much biostimulators are different substances or things that are used to stimulate the body's own natural processes to increase things like collagen, elastin, hyaluronic acid, and other types of cellular regeneration to improve the health of the skin and tissues. So essentially what it means is just stimulating, and in this instance, we're talking about skin, so stimulating skin health to improve the health of the skin to then have it look and feel better.
What kind of results can you expect from something like that?
So it's all different. There's different types of biostimulators. In my practice, I do injectables biostimulators as well as devices that are non-invasive devices that also are considered biostimulators because they help boost your collagen and elastin as well. So it all depends kind of based, there's different, I like to say different like steps, you know, based on the patient's age and based on the patient's skin condition and where they are in their skin journey is where I would meet them with the different tiers essentially of what they could do in biostimulation.
So what would be an example of a device?
Yeah, so there's microneedling. I'm not sure if you've heard of that, but microneedling is just a bunch of needles that go to the top layer of the skin to help kind of cause some controlled damage on the top layer of skin to then increase collagen. Another device would be RF microneedling, which is needles that actually go a little deeper into the skin and then have RF energy, which is just warmth or heat that goes down the needles and it gets deposited right into the dermis of the skin. So right where those collagen creating cells live. That's another example. Then there's also different types of lasers. I could go into all the different types, but there's different lasers that also do that too. And pretty much The goal is to deposit energy into the skin to then stimulate your body, improving its own health through increasing collagen and elastin.
Okay, so that sounds super painful though. You're sticking multiple needles into my face at one time? Why?
Don't worry. There are lots of things that we can do to help make patients as comfortable as possible.
Oh, good. So this is basically, you're telling me it's wimp-free.
It's what?
Wimp-free, wimp-friendly. Oh,
yes. Yes. And like I said, there's all different types to get based on what your goals are, where your pain tolerance is. There's lots of different ways. Essentially, I hate to say lots of different ways to skin a cat, but essentially there are. That's what's really cool about aesthetic medicine is that there's lots of treatment options out there these days. And it's just finding what's the best fit for you.
Okay. So, Karin, do you have another question there? Because I have a burning question, but I'm going to let you go first.
Yeah. So on the biostimulators, is that something that you do one time? You do many over the course of time? What does that look like?
Yeah. So it depends on what treatment you go with, but most of them, it's going to be about three treatments, one about every 6 weeks or so. That is just truly based on science. Like, your body just takes about 6 weeks to really start ramping up that collagen and elastin, that healing process going on in your skin. So it's going to be about one treatment every 6 weeks. And usually, depending on the treatment, it's about three treatments. And then I always tell patients, then you can reassess, kind of see where you are. And if we want to get some more results, then we can, you know, further with another treatment, or we can go into what's called maintenance mode, which just means we're just going to do a treatment about every 6 to 12 months, depending again on what type of treatment it is, to keep those results going. Because I always say it's kind of like going into your skin and with this tiny little shoe and like giving it a little kick, like, okay, get to work here, start acting younger than you currently are. And then every so often we need to go in and give it another little kickstart to get going again and keep that collagen and elastin and that increased skin health up.
So if I understand you correctly, you're saying that the benefits can last like a year or?
So it depends. Anywhere from a year to some of them even last up to 2 years.
Wow.
You're still going to want to go in the maintenance mode in about like a year, 18 months even. To just remind your skin to keep going, because if not, you don't want to have to start all over again at the beginning from where you were. So that's why it's best to keep up that, you know, I always say it's kind of like a bell curve. If you hit it kind of more towards the top, you can kind of maintain and plateau instead of coming down.
Oh, that's super interesting. And thank you for that great explanation. That's really cool stuff. All right, Laura, what's your burning question?
Okay. All right. So here's my burning question. I have to ask about a treatment that I think was trendy at one point in a time in my life where I wasn't paying attention, which must mean my face wasn't falling off my face just yet. But what the heck is a vampire facial? I mean, is like Edward Cullen going to show up and give me some of that Twilight sparkle for my face?
No. So a vampire facial, it actually got pretty famous from Kim Kardashian. Do you remember that show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, in the beginning of
Oh my God, I wish I could scrub my brain and not remember that show, but continue.
Well, in the beginning of that show, Kim Kardashian got what was coined then a vampire facial. And it's been pretty popular since then. Pretty much what it is microneedling. Like we talked about, microneedling is a biostimulator. You're stimulating that collagen production. And then you're actually using some of your own blood on top of the microneedling. It opens up little channels into your skin, and your blood has lots of good things in it, like growth factors and peptides that can go in and actually improve your skin health. It's kind of like a healing response. It increases your collagen and elastin and overall anti-aging treatment.
How common is that? Are people still doing that a lot, or was that a trendy thing? Or
so it was kind of trendy for a while. It kind of dropped off, but actually microneedling in the past couple of years has actually gotten a lot more popular. There's lots of different things that you can do with the microneedling now. I always tell patients the vampire facial is great, but it doesn't always last maybe as long as some other treatments that we could do. So I usually recommend it for patients in their 20s, 30s, or patients that are a little bit more mature that maybe aren't candidates for other procedures or just really aren't interested in other procedures.
So how are they getting your blood? Are they actually cutting your arm and squeezing out your blood and putting it on your face?
No, we just draw your blood just like when you would go to the lab to get your blood drawn. It's just a simple little blood stick and we get a tube of blood. And then we actually spin it down in a centrifuge and we get what's called PRF, which is platelet-rich fibrin. And that has all the platelets in it where all those good growth factors are and healing elements. And then we go ahead and put that on your skin.
So is it kind of like when you get a cut or a wound and you get a scab on it and then it falls off and that skin is so pretty underneath?
That's exactly it. It's creating that controlled damage or that controlled wound to spur your body's own response to get it to heal. And essentially when we age, I hate to say it, but it's almost like our skin isn't healthy like it is when we were much younger. So we're just kind of spurring our body to heal that skin.
Oh, all right, Karen. I grabbed her on that one. You got any more questions since we don't get Edward Cullen?
No, but I think that that's a pretty interesting procedure.
So besides the usual fine line and wrinkles, and I think you just said more mature skin, basically you're just saying old ladies like us. That's okay. We earned every fine line and wrinkle. What are some of the other skin issues you commonly see with your middle-aged patients? And while we're at it, I mentioned 11s in the beginning, and I think Karen has no idea what the heck an 11 is. What is it?
Stop. I feel so targeted.
Okay, so let's break this down. So other than fine lines and wrinkles, some skin issues that I usually see in mature or middle-aged patients would be melasma is really common, rosacea, also volume loss, overall loss of skin health, dull skin, even acne scarring. I always tell people, your skin has memory. What you did to it 20 years ago will eventually come back and show up. Sunspot.
It's like social media.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Age spots, all of those things is not maybe something that happened in the last 6 months or 12 months, but it could be just showing the signs of something that happened 20, 15 years ago. Also, acne is becoming more and more prevalent in middle-aged women. And a lot of that has to do with hormones, but acne is actually a really big skin concern of a lot of middle-aged women.
Shut up. Are you telling me we have to go through this again? It wasn't bad enough when I had the giant North Star right in the middle of my nose on my junior prom. And no joke. I will find the picture and we'll drop that in the show notes. I had to go through that. And now there's a chance I'm going to be going through this again in middle age because of hormone fluctuations.
Well, not everyone, but I actually have had multiple patients almost say the exact same line to me in the chair. I can't believe I'm having to go through this again. So that's why I always recommend that patients, if they're having acne and we can kind of tie it to a hormonal reason, that I always want to refer out to somebody that can help with that.
Well, that's great. The hormones are one of our jams here.
I was going to say, and that is a placeholder for another conversation.
Right? I feel like we should have let's have our own little ad in here for future reference. But one thing I did get from you, Blair, and this is, I think, really important again, because if I'm going to torture Karen, she needs to know what I'm torturing her with. What are 11s and why do they happen?
Oh, yes, 11s. So 11s are those lines that sometimes you can see right in between your eyebrows. They can occur from repeated movement of frowns or concentration. I always say it's like the one wrinkle that's kind of like a negative or mad expression that you could get from a negative or a mad expression. So those are my favorite thing to treat with tox, because nobody needs to walk around looking mad or having those two lines on their forehead.
You just said tox. Oh, please do elaborate. Tox what?
Yeah, so tox is just a shortened name for a neurotoxin, which would be a brand name like Botox or Dysport or Xeomin. There's six different brands that are now FDA approved in the United States. And neurotoxins target your muscles to stop them contracting as much, so you can hopefully prevent static lines. And what static lines are, lines that are there when we're not making any expressions at all.
Well, I can bet you could guess the expression I'm making right now. It's exaggerating my 11s. But I'm glad to know there is hope.
Yes, definitely. Tox is definitely a preventative, best when used preventative, but it can help soften static lines that are already set in.
So like when my mom used to say, smile, it'll make you prettier. It was true?
I would say yes. I mean, I always say if people, you know, there's other lines that you can treat with tox, like around your eyes, or your forehead. I always say those lines, though, while I have no problem treating them, and honestly, I treat them all myself, they're like happy expression lines, right? Like you don't ever see somebody with lines next to their eyes and think, oh, wow, they're a really angry person. You think, no, they smile a lot. So it definitely is true. Those lines are definitely what I would call like a happy expression lines.
So what's the difference then between toxins and fillers? Like, is there a difference other than price?
Oh, that's a great question. So there is. There's a very big difference. Tox targets your muscles and the muscle contraction. And fillers are an implantable gel. So fillers can really emulate bone, because as you know, we lose bone as we age, and they can also replace volume from fat pads, because fat pads also lose volume as we age. They can also kind of help reposition those fat pads ever so slightly to help put them back a little bit of where they used to go, because thanks to gravity, that's another sign of aging, is our fat pads start to descend down our face.
Our face starts slipping off our face.
That is not good. So then treatments like toxins and fillers, those are something that are maintained on a regular basis, correct?
Yeah. So tox is not permanent. It will wear off. We usually recommend that patients come in for treatment every 3 to 4 months. We try to dose them to last at least 3 to 4 months, because we don't want them coming in too often for treatment. Dermal fillers, like I said, it's an implantable gel, and the studies have shown that it can last up to 18 months. But now as we're really getting further into having these gels FDA approved for even longer and longer, we're seeing that they are lasting even a little bit longer than that.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I would say there's no like set time, like, oh, you have to get fillers every year. We'll talk about the things that you should look for after your treatment when it's time for you to come in to get those refreshed. But sometimes people can go years without having to get any filler placed again.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So I am learning so much. So I've been hearing a lot about something called a lip flip. What exactly is that?
Yeah, a lip flip.
Is it like actually getting an in real life duck face filter applied?
No.
Darn it.
So a lip flip is using a neurotoxin like Botox or Dysport to treat the muscle that goes around the upper lip. And pretty much what that does is it relaxes the pull of that muscle. So you can't purse your lips as strong as you used to be able to. And it relaxing that can give the appearance of a fuller upper lip. Or when people smile, sometimes you hear people say, when I smile, like my lip curls under and it looks smaller. When I smile, my lip goes away. Then I usually say, well, let's try a lip flip. It's just a couple units of tox on the upper lip. and it just helps relax that muscle there so the lip doesn't flip in or get smaller when you smile.
I just have to say a side note here. I can tell by listening to you that you really love what you do. You have so much knowledge and you clearly care about each individual client. And it's fun. It's fun to listen to you.
Thank you.
So I just thought I'd say that on the side.
Yeah, I'm extremely passionate about this. Like, this is my passion. I literally am eat, sleep, breathe this. Everywhere I drive, my kids know we listen to a podcast about aesthetic medicine because it's constantly changing the world of aesthetic medicine, and I always want to be on the forefront of it. It's truly my passion to be highly educated in this and then bring that to my patients.
That's awesome. How does somebody make sure they find somebody that does it the way you do like that? What are the things to look out for?
Yeah. So I would say you want to make sure that they have a medical degree, whether they're an RN or a PA or an NP or an MD. Definitely make sure you're getting it from a medical professional. It's really important that people understand that these are medical treatments. I would also say make sure that they're using FDA approved products. An easy way to do that is you can actually go to the Botox website or go to the Dysport website and type in find a provider and make sure that your provider shows up on there, because that shows that you're buying the product directly from those vendors. You can also look at their, a lot of people have social media pages where they show their before and afters. However, I will say it's kind of hard in the time of social media. You know, people can do filters and they can edit photos now. So it's really good if you can get a personal referral to someone, or if you can just go in and have a consultation with them, talk to them, usually in person, even if they can't post, because some providers can't legally post on their social media page, or their website. You can go into their office. They should be able to show you before and afters. And then you can really talk to them and ask them questions, and they should be able to make you feel comfortable and answer all your questions.
Oh, that's great. So that not only is it something that you shouldn't be afraid of, doing due diligence will be something that gets you to the right provider.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, that's so. Now we've done needles and lasers and fillers. Oh my. And we've talked about the fact that I'm sort of a wimp for pain. So maybe let's move on to a different subject, one that won't make me cower in the corner: skincare products. Because that's pretty much shopping adjacent and shopping unlike pain I can do. So Blair, what are some of your favorite skincare products for older skin types?
My favorite skincare products for older or more mature skin types are the DEJ Boosting Serum from Revision. It is incredible. It literally goes down to the mitochondria of your cells and tells them to start using more energy, work harder, work better. So it goes down to the teeny tiny intercellular tissue and tells your cells to act younger. Another great one is the Revision Vitamin C, C Plus Correcting Complex. That one is my absolute favorite, not only for mature skin, but pretty much anyone over the age of 18 that has skin. The main thing with the vitamin C is it's preventative. So you want to make sure that you're preventing any future damage, and that's what the vitamin C is really going to help do.
And so does any vitamin C you can put on your face, or is there a difference between, you said the name of this brand was Revision. Is that something you have to get from a medical provider, or are all Cs created the same?
So all vitamin Cs are not created the same. Actually, vitamin C is one of the most unstable elements or products that you can get on the market, which is why if you're going to invest in one medical grade product, I highly, highly recommend getting a medical grade vitamin C. I could talk for probably an hour about this vitamin C and why I think it's the best, but the long of the short of it is that it's the most stable, it's the most potent, and it's paired with a lipid molecule so it can penetrate deeper into your skin. And it has the studies to back up everything, which I think is super important when you're buying medical grade, that you know that the medical grade, it's medical grade because they've done pharmaceutical type studies on it to prove that it does what it's saying that it does, that it gets to where it's saying it's getting. I always tell people over-the-counter products, they're fine. And I think there's some really great ones out there. However, if you think about it, medical grade, you have to get from a medical professional or through a medical professional's link on a website. So that medical professional is kind of backing that product. So they're saying that you are an appropriate candidate for that product, where over the counter, anyone can walk in off the street and buy that. So if my 11-year-old was in Target, she could pick something off the shelf and purchase it. So it cannot legally for the company have enough active ingredients that it could really harm her, because anyone can buy and use that product and there's no medical professional backing it.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense then for why those things that are medical grade cost quite a bit more.
So Blair, is this something, these skincare products that you recommend, are these something that, you know, our listeners can order through you, or how does that work?
Yeah, you totally can. I have my own Revision subsite where I have all the products there that they can order.
Great. So we will drop a link to that in the show notes, and you'll also be able to find that on the blog as well.
Perfect. That sounds great. So Blair, another question. What about supplements? Are there any you recommend specifically for skin health?
Yeah. So I always tell patients, because a lot of times I'll have people say, well, I have a lot of vitamin C in my diet. I don't need a topical vitamin C. And I always tell patients, anything you ingest has to go through your whole body to get to your skin. It truly gets to your skin last. So the most important thing is overall eating a healthy diet. And then I do recommend topical products over like a supplement of vitamin C. However, if you really want to take a supplement in addition to any topical things, I usually recommend magnesium, vitamin C is great, and collagen, or a high protein diet if collagen isn't for you. Those things really help maintain the health of your skin. But overall, just always keep in the back of your mind that anything topical is going to be directly onto your skin and be able to go there first. It's more bioavailable than something you ingest in a supplement.
So when you come back then to skincare, what is a good skincare routine? You know, like how many steps should it ideally have? What does that look like?
Yeah, so there's no set amount of steps. I usually tell people if they're new to skincare or new to the skin health journey, I always say start with the key three. And that's going to be, of course, using a good cleanser, your vitamin C, SPF, and retinol, or a topical biostimulator if you can't handle the retinol. So from there, you can add different products for different concerns once you're stabilized and consistent with your basic skincare routine. But it's really important that you get stabilized with those basic things first, because if you aren't consistent, you're just going to end up wasting your money. Consistency is key with a skincare routine.
Is there a...
So I feel attacked by that.
Don't feel attacked by that. It definitely takes some time. My little tip that I like to tell patients is time yourself. If you make it, like if you're a competitive person, if you time yourself how long it takes you, you start to like get in this routine, and then all of a sudden you're just like me. I'm at the point where I cannot go to sleep without washing my face. It literally, my skin will feel like it's crawling. I could get home from the airport at 2 a.m. after traveling all day, and I just know that I cannot lay down until I wash my face. But it took a little bit to get there, but you'll get there just with some consistency.
Okay, so note to self, consistency and no longer washing my face with hand soap.
Or samples.
Absolutely samples. Seriously though, Blair, I really want to know what your favorite products are. We talked a little bit about Revision. That's great. And no matter how many steps are involved, I think I can do it. But kind of what are those things that make the biggest impact?
So I would say retinol, number one. That is the number one anti-aging topical treatment that you can do for your skin. It's been proven now for going on 50 years, which is crazy. I know not everybody can handle a retinol, which is why I say maybe then use a different topical biostimulator. Like I talked about, that DEJ boosting serum is another great one. But always my number one thing, if you do nothing else, wear sunscreen every day, every single day.
Is there an ideal time to start a skincare program, or how early or is too early, or how late is too late to start a skincare program? And man, I hope it's not too late for me.
No, it's never too late. So it's also never too early to start good skincare habits. I tell people I started when my children were babies. I would give them a bath, and after the bath, every single time they would get lotioned up their whole body. And now it's just their habit. They literally get out of the shower and the first thing they do before getting on their PJs is put lotion on their whole body. My 11-year-old actually started in the last year with some acne, you know, preteens. And we started a very basic, simple skincare routine for her. Now, that being said, if she wasn't having some acne and some blackheads and she was, you know, like my other girls, no skin issues at all, we would have just kept going on with the lotion and calling it a day. But since she started to have some skin issues, we've started with just a basic, really good, gentle cleanser every evening. And then she does a good, gentle moisturizer on top. But she also does a couple other steps if she's having a little flare up with her acne. Nothing active, nothing too strong, but just a couple things to get her started in that mindset of taking care of her skin now. But also, that being said, it's never too late either. You can always start taking care of your skin, just like it's never too late to start eating healthy or going to the gym. Just remember, it took some time to get where you are now, and it's going to take some more time to go backwards because that aging timeline is pushing us forward every day. So I think that's one of the things with my patients. They get a little frustrated, like, I started this skincare and I'm not seeing anything. It's been a month or it's been 2 months. And I'm like, well, your skin took how many months to get where it is now? It's going to take some time. It's just about being consistent and consistently taking care of your skin. And when you look back in a year from now, I guarantee you're going to see a difference.
Okay, so now I have to ask the weird question. What about things like skin tape, you know, like those frowny things, or those 5-minute temporary wrinkle reducers?
Like preparation H for the face, tux. It's not just for your tuckus anymore.
Okay. We're talking to the expert here. But for real, do those really work, or can they do more harm than good?
So things like, I don't even know what they're called anymore. There's wrinkly things that like you put on when you go to sleep at night. I don't think they're going to do you any harm. However, they're not really your best bang for your buck. They're not really getting to the root of the issue, which is your skin health and improving that. They're just kind of there to put almost like a Band-Aid on the situation, have you not move your muscles at all, so then your skin doesn't move at all. They're not really fixing anything, if that makes sense. So I always recommend that patients put their money towards things that are corrective or protective and help protect or correct your skin. And those are really doing neither of those things.
This has been so great. Like, this is such great information. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I think my 11s are doing double duty right now, just trying to catalog all this information. Thank you so much, Blair, for sharing your expertise with us today. What can people do that aren't in the Annapolis area to connect with you?
Yeah, so I'm on social media at beauty.with.blair, and people are always welcome to send me a message through social media, or you can go on my website, beautywithblair.com, and you can send me an email. I'm always happy to connect with people and answer any skin questions they have. I truly started my social media years ago just to share education, because I feel like when you would go in to see your aesthetic provider, you just I wanted to give that patient all this information and there always wasn't that much time, or by the time you got home, you forgot what they said. So that's why I started my page, to just share information on the aesthetic medicine community.
Blair, this has been so awesome. I really appreciate your time and your great explanations. I wish I was closer so that I could come see you. And maybe I'll have to use some of my airline miles and make that happen.
That would be amazing. I would love to see you, Karin.
So Blair, I like to end these shows really with asking all of our guests, what's giving you joy right now? And it doesn't have to be in the area of your expertise or related to your work or your family, but what is the one little thing that you're doing for yourself now that's giving you joy?
So actually the thing every day that has been giving me joy, this is probably a terrible habit, but I wake up in the morning and I go on my Instagram post and I post an inspirational quote, something that speaks to me. And the inspirational quote's not the bad habit. The bad habit is looking at my phone as soon as I wake up. But it really is bringing me joy. It really is. I just feel like some of my favorite pages out there will just share a little quote every once in a while. And I love it. I literally start my day with something uplifting or something encouraging or something positive. And just reading that has really, truly changed my mindset going into every day. I love it.
Oh, that is so great. I love the idea of starting your day out with joy. I mean, how much better could you start your day out, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So if you're lucky enough to live near Blair or even just a short flight away, Karin, you can check out her website. She gave that to you already, and we're going to put that in the show notes as well. We'll have links to her social media channels in the show notes also. And if you're one of our Midlife Shit Show Club members, tip, it's free to sign up. If you're not, there'll be a link in those show notes as well. We've got some bonus content for you. For our whole enchilada members, you'll get a free nutrition for the skin meal plan. Like Blair said, it's about starting with your food first, and an opportunity to submit questions for future topics. We hope Blair will be back soon. I think she gave a hint that she could do a whole episode just on vitamin C, right, Karin?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I really look forward to talking to you again, Blair. It's been great. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. This was incredible. I look forward to coming back, hopefully.